back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open to text only right now. Phone system's being repaired. Text only, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Florida. Matt Gaetz, one of my least favorite members of Congress, although he's been silent somewhat. He shoots his mouth off a lot, but finally got himself a lawyer in this trafficking case that he's facing. And quite a little bit. Word is out of Florida that the federal agents and prosecutors are looking into adding an obstruction of justice charge against him, in addition to trafficking minors. Why is that, and why does that make a difference? Obstruction of justice can be many things. If you lie to a police officer, if you lie to an FBI agent, and let's say they ask you your name and you give them a false name, or they ask you your date of birth, you give them a false date of birth, believe it or not, that's a felony. You say it to someone else, who cares? Say it to your own employer, it's not a felony. Say it to law enforcement, it's obstruction, it's a felony. It's a felony. Well, what apparently Gaetz did, and this is the inside word, you know, by the way, you know Martha Stewart? You know, she's a great marketer and fashion and household things and all that. She was indicted for securities fraud at one point some years ago, and convicted and served a brief period in jail because she used insider information to trade in stock. Well, everybody in Wall Street does that. Most of them get off. It's hard to get somebody insider trading, but when they talked to her foolishly, she talked to them without a lawyer, and they asked her, had she talked to her broker or done this? And she said no, and they had a phone record that she did. So they only got her on that. They didn't get her on insider trading. Always tell the truth to law enforcement. And if you're in trouble, call a lawyer, and you have a right to refuse to answer. You have a right. You don't have to. But if you answer, it has to be truthful, okay? Well, down in Florida, here's what Matt Gaetz did. He's talking to a woman and who's a friend of another woman who is a relevant witness in the trafficking case against him. And the woman he's talking to patches the other one in. It's not clear whether Gaetz told her to or she just did it. So he's talking with the woman who's a relevant witness who's liable to be testifying against him, and they talk for a while. The FBI interviews the woman who had been on the original call with him. She told him about that. Gaetz is quite sly. I think he probably thought, well, if somebody patches this potential witness in, I can work on them about what they're going to say, get our story straight, and electronically they won't be able to tell because I didn't call her. First of all, look, don't count on the fact that somehow people can't figure out if you patch somebody in your call, okay? I don't even want to get into that. There are people out there listening who know about more about calls than anybody. But the FBI interviewed the woman herself. And they said, have you ever talked to Matt Gaetz? Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, and I patched in, Jane Doe. Oh, really? You know, the relevant witness. Well, if Gaetz in any way discussed her testimony, for instance, said something like, we never went to New York City together or with anyone else, did we? And if they have documents that they did, this is obstruction. And that would be a count that would add, in other words, trying to either pressure or cook up your story with a witness. That's a felony that would be added to the criminal charge against him if one is issued. I want to stress, no criminal charge has been issued yet. But his close colleague has pled guilty. A lot of people have been talked to. I think Matt Gaetz is in serious jeopardy. I think that's one of the reasons you haven't heard a lot from him. Finally, somebody talked some common sense into him and said, look, does not do you any good to shoot your mouth off all the time. If you think you're talking about politics, there's some morsel in there, some tidbit that a prosecutor will use. So keep an eye on Florida. Keep an eye on Matt Gaetz. Another development, this is down in Arizona. This concerns me. Two of the things that are holding up the Biden agenda are Joe Manchin, or two of the people, and Kyrsten Sinema. Joe Manchin, Democratic senator from West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema, Democratic senator from Arizona. Both in tough states for Democrats, but they have really bitterly resisted any relief from the filibuster even, for instance, like on the January 6th commission, where seven Republicans said they support it in the Senate. So if everybody voted, it'd be 57-43. Filibuster requires 60-40. And Sinema and Manchin would not agree. You can waive the filibuster for one bill. You can waive it for one bill. You don't have to waive it for everything. They wouldn't do it even for that. The one that really kills me is they won't do it for voter rights, SB1 and HR1. It would get rid of gerrymandering by federal law. Every state, you get rid of gerrymandering. It would provide fair voting machines. It would provide fair staffing and the money for it at the polls. It would require absentee voting for a period of time. It would require everything that was make it easier to vote. They will not suspend the filibuster even for that, even though that would pass 55-45. Well, Kyrsten Sinema gave a speech just the other day, and she was accompanied by John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, a right-wing senator. Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona attacked the idea of repealing the filibuster. So I'm strongly for the filibuster. It's needed in a democracy. She somehow thinks this is going to help her get reelected in Arizona. It's not. It's really not. If they put up a strong candidate against her, there's a lot of people in the Democratic Party who look on that as an unnecessary speech, very unnecessary speech, not going to get any friends. And the people on the Republican side are going to vote for her because of that. They'll vote for the Republican nominee. She's making a big mistake. But the sad thing is, all that she and Manchin have to do is on the January 6th commission and on the voting rights issue, getting rid of the filibuster and all of that, all they have to do is say, I'm strongly for the filibuster, but in this particular case, there's not a good faith attempt on the Republican Party to negotiate. So for these two cases only, I'm going to vote to suspend the filibuster. That's all they have to say. That's not going to change their electoral chances one way or the other. And they won't do it. They won't do it. As a result, we're going to get gerrymandering. We're going to get criminal voter interference and suppression in Texas, in Georgia, in Arizona, even a little bit in Iowa, a lot of swing states, because they won't do it. It's absolutely stupid. I have no idea why they're doing this, why they think that that little marginal change would hurt them in any respect, whatsoever. It won't. It won't hurt them whatsoever. And here we're at 50-50, and two of them are them. And you know, the filibuster was originally put in. You had to get up and actually speak, and everybody would see what an idiot you were. Now all that the law says is, the rules say, Mitch McConnell raises his finger and says, I filibuster, let's go home. That's not right. And the filibuster was originally put in because people were patriots on both sides. They had marginal differences that could be worked out. You can't work anything out with Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Moscow. You can't work out anything with these people. They want to discuss, or in this state, Voss, they want to do everything they can to ruin a Democratic administration. That's all they want. The reason for the filibuster is gone. Sinema is wrong to have done that. Coming to the end of the show, it's a great show. You got a lot of great programming coming up. So stand by for some great programming. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.